A football analyst, Willie Cluche, has added his voice to calls for stiffer punishment against the goalkeeper of the Guinean national team for Adrian Black Stars keeper Asamoah Gyan. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Coach Cluche said the keeper should be suspended for not less than 3 months, besides other punishments being meted out to him now.
I think Peter must do more than what he's doing. That goalkeeper should be banned at least for about 3 months. It's not a very good behavior. I don't think he has to behave that way. When you look at the app, he was not going for the ball. He was going after Asamoah Gyan to hurt him. And going down by 3-0 shouldn't allow him to behave like that.
But one would say that psychologically, maybe they will be in the frantic efforts or anything goes for them to actually defend their posts against further attacks from the Ghanaian side.
But when you look at the whole situation, Asamoah Gyan was not going in to hurt him. He was going for the ball. But he, the goalkeeper, went for the ball and stretched his legs away from where the ball is and went straight into his middle part of the section of his body. So the intention behind what he did is what we are looking for. For him to be done 3-0, because of that, you want to kill somebody. What is the justification? It happens that he collapsed or he had some problem with his lower abdomen and, God forbid, something seriously happened to him. Apologizing, sorry will not be enough. You may damage his lower organ forever and ever. Anything can happen. Because at the end of the day, they call it accident.
Willie Cloche, in this kind of situation, what does the rule actually say? What kind of punitive measures are standardly taken against such offenders?
The case first will be referred to the CAF Executive Committee, and then they will assign the disciplinary committee to look at the tape and come out with recommendations for FIFA to act on it. So there are processes that the whole issue has to go through. And I think CAF has started the moves. The red card alone has his number of matches that he has to, but the conduct behind what he did must also be examined, and I am sure that the stiffer punishments will be needed out to him.
Okay, so in your opinion, what do you think should be done to him?
Apart from the 3 matches, ban, he has to be suspended for at least some number of months so that people will learn from this mistake.